Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, good morning, everybody. Today's the 22nd of April, 7:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Chaska Regional Medical Center.
April 22nd? Can you believe how time is flying? I stopped your flow. Come on. What? Go ahead with your read.
It's tough enough for me to get started sometimes. In the morning, the only thing that keeps me on track is I say the date, I say what the news is brought to you by.
Yep.
And when you get in the middle of that, it's like your little hurricane, your little tornado has set down in my little village and sucked up my pigs. My pigs are gone.
That's so funny.
My pigs are gone because.
Do you need your bacon this morning?
I needed bacon this morning.
Oh, okay.
That's what I needed. I got eggs.
Okay.
But I needed bacon.
We got a lot to cover. I'm excited to be here.
We have a lot to cover?
Yeah.
I hope you have more notes than I've got.
Well, no, I just a couple things.
Wait a minute. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's in there. Hi, Ben. What national day is it? See, I have to have this. Give me back my pigs.
Okay.
Well, it's National Earth Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What kind of jelly beans?
Any kind.
Oh, those. What are those?
I eat jelly bellies.
Whoa.
Diane would bring you in.
Oh, no.
And then we have to just watch the whole sugar intake, okay?
Okay.
You know, I'd come in and I'd be like.
Jelly belly sour.
Oh, you say, oh, I gave it to people. No, you didn't.
Jelly belly sour.
It's like people lie. You know, you went through a couple hands a day.
Give me one of your pens.
No. No.
I'm going to write things here that you can see.
Hey,
Ben, do you see the way she's abusing me? I may need you in court.
Jelly beans, and of course we just went through Easter, and everybody's got, you know, wonderful,
somebody got
you know,
an
wonderful
Easter
memories.
Basket.
Hopefully everybody had wonderful memories.
Somebody got an Easter basket.
I got an Easter basket, yes. Yeah. And wonderful candies, and you got a wonderful assortment of,
you know,
what
those
are they
things,
called? They're special.
Those things I'm not kidding you. It's not like they're made of 100% sugar. Somehow they've managed to infuse another 1,000% sugar in those little eggs you gave me there.
Look,
there's so much sugar in them. I couldn't eat it. Now, you're talking about Sugar Boy here. I could not eat them. They were so sweet.
Well,
I had to dip them in Tabasco sauce.
I'm going to do a shout-out for them, Linda's Hallmark. And they have...
It's not their fault.
No, they have these beautiful handmade chocolates. I want to call them... They're not eclairs. There's a name for them. I can't think right now, but they're specially made chocolates. And so I handpicked about five of them, actually. And they put them in a nice box, and that's what I gave Carl. And they were little, you know, one, that's an Oreo. They were Oreo. Two were Oreos.
Well,
anyway, I
haven't got to that one yet.
So I hope you had a great Easter, and of course it was the Red Bluff Roundup, and, you know, I'm not sure, of course, we found out Saturday when we, tickets that had been sold out for many, many months. We didn't realize that. And, so a great time was had by all. You know, I feel bad about, you know, two of the bull riders were seriously injured.
Well, one had to be taken to the hospital.
Yes.
The other one walked away, and after Justin Sports Medicine worked on him for a while.
Right.
So he's okay. I haven't heard anything else about the other one.
We'll try to get an update on that. But, you know, here's the thing. When you go into that profession, it's almost like you're a race car driver. You really at one time realize you're fortunate if you walk away unscathed from a crash. And you learn in time, you know, how to roll and what kind of protection. But that just doesn't mean that a big, you know, how many pounds are those bulls, Carl? ish.
Up to 2,000 pounds.
All right, so 2,000 pounds, imagine slamming you.
It's like a ton.
Or laying down on you is like, you know you're going to get crushed in some level. So, yeah, that this is part of what that trade is. Yeah, again, it's like a race car driver. Our hearts go out to, and we'll follow up with that on Saturday night. There were some injuries with a couple of the bull riders at the tail end of that event. Very patriotic, of course, the rodeo always is. And we do know that, of course, it was just a very big success Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which then leads into our, here we have Cool April Nights, and then we go into our Reading Rodeo. So, we have so much going on. With the week of Reading Rodeo, when we have the special Kids Day.
Yes, that's on Monday. There's steak feed. There's on Saturday, and then there's the dance on Monday. If you haven't been there, it's special Kids Day. It's kids with special needs. And we bring horses into the rodeo arena, and lots of volunteers. And the kids get on the horse, and then they're led around the arena. When they've got somebody leading a horse and they've got two outriders, you might call it, two people walking along with them. And gosh, last year was something like 140 kids out there. And if you've never been to it, it's worth going down or just observing the happiness this brings to almost every child there. And it's really, the Reading Rodeo Association that started this, and the Asphalt Cowboys, who are big helpers in this. They bring ice cream and stuff like that. But they're out there, too. And it is just it's a great event. And then, I mean, there's so many things going on. Then, of course, on Wednesday night, they kick, you know, we have, it's usually bulls and barrels. But this year, it's going to be a full rodeo. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the largest four-day rodeo in California, or Northern California, is going to happen right here in Reading.
And there you were on Saturday morning. He gets up early, and you can't forget about the fact that when you go to the rodeo grounds, all of those people are volunteers. And there's Carl on Saturday morning, after a full day of work, power washing the bathrooms.
The outside.
Yeah. Well, still.
Well, no, we have a team that does the inside. And, you know what, we've got something like 20 different committees getting ready for this rodeo, but a number of us come down on Saturday morning, sometimes during the week, and we do things like anything from painting to, in this case, I was there and I had the power washer, so I did the whole outside of the main bathroom there, and it is, you know, it's just a job that has to be done. You don't think about it. You just do it. And just like other people are putting up railings, other people are painting numbers on seats, all of these things. So, but it's all volunteers. It's just like at the Red Bluff. It's just like Cool April Nights. These are all volunteers that are giving their time for this. They did tell us they were going to double our pay.
All right. So yeah. I just have to go
quickly. It went from zero to double zero.
All right, double zero. Currently 54 degrees, you guys. This is going to be one of those days.
Wait a minute. Did you not read
the weather? I haven't read the weather yet.
Did you not read the weather?
Wait a minute.
How can you even get through the day without going in line with everything?
Well, because I cut in the middle of, I moved your pigs.
You moved my pigs.
We found that in Winter Thursday.
I got one pig back.
And we got a pig
back. I still
got
two missing.
Well, maybe this will make the pigs come home. It's going to be 83 today. So, can you believe it's going to go up 30 degrees? This is what happens with our weather here in the North State. So you start off and then again, you know, with a beautiful morning. I was out this morning early with the dog. Skies were still dark and the stars were out. So I knew it was going to be a clear day. Slight chance of showers tonight though, believe it or not, with going down to 55. Tomorrow, mostly clear on Wednesday, Thursday, 75, chance of showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. According to this forecast, we have a slight chance of showers, about 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. But don't let that stop you because it seems like they call Cool April Nights. There's maybe a shower, clear up, show and shine, that they're happening, it's covered up, and it moves on. So just know that that's what the forecast calls for, 83 today, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 for all your propane and gas needs. Give the Kinney family a call, and they always give seniors and veteran discounts. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Always your talk radio. Streaming on KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Good morning. We're going to take a break and be right back. We'll see you on the other side with a bunch of good stuff and headlines. And let's get the latest update on the Pope.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It always just shakes the cobwebs out, doesn't it, Carl?
It does, but I shake my head enough.
Good morning. Good morning. Did the pigs come home? Little piglets?
I've got two out of three.
Okay, good.
There's one in the, kind of in the distance there.
Yesterday.
But he's got fear in his eyes because he sees you.
Well, that's, oh, man. That's okay.
He says, is she coming after me again?
Yesterday, I took my, I have a 2017 Nissan, and I was driving down 44 the other day, and this does segue into one of our sponsors who we do use. Most of the sponsors we talk about, absolutely all the sponsors we talk about, we know personally and we've used, and we highly recommend them. So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst in the business over for 32 years. I was driving down 44 over the bridge there and click right on my windshield, smack like right almost close to where, you know, you could hear it. And then I looked at my windshield and it was like almost like a bullet hole. It was that intense. So I know that when we're going in these hot and these cold days from, you know, talking with Jeff at Crackmaster, that those things can grow quickly in and out of maybe the heat and the air conditioning or whatever. Not
especially
using air conditioning.
Especially if you wash your car.
And he said, don't wash your car. Yeah. When I called him, he said, don't wash your windshield because what will happen is the heat from the drying or whatever when you drive it through, that will help it, don't make it crack. Well, I didn't know that. I'm glad I didn't do it. But long story short, he fixed it yesterday and he talked about how it was way deeper than what my eye could see. You know, my eye would, you look at the surface, but he could tell when he gets in there the cracks that were ready to come out, and it double, it like ricocheted. So I have two cracks that I wasn't even aware of were chips.
Yep.
So anyway, that's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And
so what happened?
So he fixed it yesterday. It was about, I dropped it off and left for about a couple hours, and he's fixed it, and it's wonderful, and he's done this for us before, and he's great. So, there were three people with brand new cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Two brand
new
cars.
Did you see that, what was that, a Mega Ford truck? And I mean, the thing was brand new. That happened with my Jeep, remember?
Yeah, I just, it only had a 3 weeks and we were driving down to, on five. Yeah. And that's what happens, you know, it doesn't matter.
He fixed it. He covers this thing up. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And if you're looking for somebody to fix your windshield, whether it be a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can do it. Where do they take that?
Yeah, 3208 South Market. You can call him at 241-8373. He does answer the phone.
He does.
He's like a one-stop shop, this guy.
Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business.
That's right.
He's a great guy. Jeff Wurst is a great guy.
All right, let's talk about the Pope.
Okay. After the Pope dies.
They announced that the funeral is going to be April 26th.
President Trump and Melania are going.
And it will be at 10 at local time in Rome. So you have to figure out your
buried,
time.
He must be buried there. Now, what happens after a Pope dies? And if you go to watch the movie The Conclave.
Yes.
I mean, if it could be, you know, as dramatic, so dramatic, you know, picking a new Pope.
Of course, in the movie.
And the way it's done is you have about 150 cardinals. They discuss the church's needs and qualities a future pope must have. These are meetings they have. Then the dean of the bishop or cardinals organizes the conclave balloting in the Sistine Chapel. I didn't know it was. I guess I should have known it was in the Sistine Chapel. I didn't. Well, I'm not Catholic, but It makes sense. It would be in the Sistine Chapel. Each cardinal places his hand on the Book of Gospels and pledges with the greatest fidelity never to reveal the details of the conclave. A meditation on the qualities needed for the next pope and the challenges ahead for the church then is delivered by Maltese Cardinal Prosper Gretz. And then after this, they vote. Each cardinal writes his choice on a piece of paper and drops off their twice-folded ballot in a large chalice, one by one. Cardinals must be under 80 years old to cast a vote for the new pope. Now, you think about that for a second. I'm not going to mention Joe Biden's name or Trump's name because they're, you know, over 80. Anyway, they must be under 80 to cast a vote. Four rounds of balloting take place every day until a candidate receives two-thirds of the vote. Now, once all the votes are in, they have three cardinals who are the designated recorders. They count them up, and if nobody gets the two-thirds, it's two-thirds of the ballots plus one. Two-thirds plus one. And if that if you don't get it, and they usually don't on the, you know, in the first few, all of the ballots are put in this stove. Some chemicals are put on it, and they light it, and this black smoke comes out of the chimney. And then, you know, a pope has not been chosen. Now, it will go on like this for, I think, four or five days. And if they still don't, you know, because there's so many they're voting for, and it gets smaller each day. Mm-hmm. Well, when it gets down to, you know, they take the two with the highest amount of votes, then it comes down to them. So now the cardinals have to vote and get that two-thirds plus one. Now, when they get that, when that vote's done and they have selected a new pope, all those ballots are put into that same stove and they light it up, and then white smoke comes out. When white smoke comes out of that chimney, that means the new pope has been selected.
Well, there are so many,
But wait, there's more. Just a little bit.
You shushed me.
I know, but I hadn't finished
yet.
I hadn't finished.
That's that long pause.
And this is...
You interrupted me.
It was too long. No, just let me finish this. Is once the Pope has been elected, they ask him, do you want to be Pope?
Okay.
They ask him. You notice I didn't say they ask her. They ask him if he wants to be Pope, and he has to accept it. He has to accept
well,
it.
Well, he's...
And then he chooses a name.
The Pope is going to be... Yeah. Whoever is Pope is a world leader. The Archbishop of the City of Buenos Aires announced that all Catholic schools will remain closed on Monday. But even though we had a complicated relationship, they've decreed 7 days of national mourning and suspended all government activities and events. In France, the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris rang 88 times to mourn Pope. The masses have been scheduled to honor Pope Francis in the city, including Madrid, Caracas, Mexico City, Bangkok, Philadelphia, and Milan. The Italian government has reportedly started preparations to welcome the hundreds of thousands of faithful expected to travel to Rome and attend Pope Francis's funeral. Proceedings at the Vatican celebration scheduled to commemorate the 2778th anniversary of the founding of Rome in April 21st has been suspended. According to local outlets, Italian Prime Minister Meloni requested that Civil Defense Department activate necessary actions to ensure the orderly flow for the faithful who will reach Rome in the following days ahead. So this will be a national, international, world headlines, and all that have come by to honor the passing of a pope. And he was a pope for all people, for many. They say that he... was mad at the, or upset with some of the, more conservative of the popes because he felt like the immigrants should be treated with respect. And, you know, I'm reading a book right now about how many people came to America that immigrated here. And they came for a better life. They left, different parts of their, world. Different countries, and they worked the soil and created much of what America has, and it has changed so much. But anyway, so the Pope, the great Pope, and Catholics around the world say goodbye to Pope Francis.
That's why when you see the flags flying half-mast, Trump has ordered all flags go to half-mast. And like I said, he and Melania are going to the funeral, along with all the other world leaders. So
you two can watch that on April 26th. That's 10 local time in Rome. So you just have to find out what time that would be here. I don't know if it's a 10-hour difference or, I can find that out.
Okay.
Anyway, let's take we're going to be right back. And we've got at the 8 o'clock hour, we have Ready Rancheria coming on and all the good things that they've got their hands into. We'll talk about that. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, brings us this segment.
If you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should be getting, you need some help there. It's changed your life. Work injuries can be life-changing, not just for you, but your family. You want to get back to work, but you just can't get the treatment. They're delaying it, in some cases denying the treatment. Then you need somebody on your side that understands workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper. If he takes your case, you know you're going to get just the best in an attorney who knows what he's doing. If you've got questions, you give them a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to paralegals or anybody. You're going to talk to Patrick. So, insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need one that can take them on and win, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. His office is in Palo Cedro, or you can go to the website at gormanlaw.com. We'll be right back.
Choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl in the Bot. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle. I don't think electric vehicles will ever be in Cool April Nights. I just don't think that.
You don't? No.
But running electric utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. No, because they have to be before 1979.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think electric cars are going to be in the next two or three years.
I didn't know that. They had to be before 1979. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Deborah Fox came in the other day and we talked about it. She should be back on this week.
That's great. Well, we are in the middle of Cool April Nights. You know, we've got a couple tickets to give away here for the car show. But before we do that, do you want to talk about some of the show and shines that are going to be happening here in the next?
Okay, today.
So today is the 22nd.
Today at Hilltop Springs, a Seniors Living Show and Shine. That starts at 10 a.m. today and goes to 1 p.m. on Hilltop. Kubler's Furniture is having one from 11 to 2 today. Dude's Drive-In. That might be kind of a fun one. Dude's Drive-In.
Mm.
And that goes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Hilltop.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Riverview Golf and Country Club Show and Shine, but you have to wear tuxedos. 3 to 7 p.m. today.
They have beautiful places to show cars there.
Peach Restaurant and Brew House.
Okay.
You just have to go to that because there's a brew house there. And that's going from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight.
And where's that located?
And that's on Browning Street, right down here in Redding.
Okay.
Parsons Junior High, Putting on the Glitz, 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be a show that Parsons Junior High is putting on
at
the Civic. And Riddick Sports Pub Show and Shine, that'll go from 6 to 9 p.m. on 200 Hartnell Avenue. Now, tomorrow is big day because Cool April Nights vehicle registration goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Civic. And then you've got Orchard Nutrition, Paint Mart, Shasta College, Anderson Family Fitness, Best Damn Car Show, Poker Run, Chamber of Commerce there in Shasta Lake. Club Cougar is having their big, show at, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Civic. And live music by the Main Street Band is at the Civic Auditorium Lawn, starts at 6 p.m. And at C.R. Gibbs is the Cool April Nights Drive-In Movie Night, Smokey and the Bandit, from 8:30 to 11 tonight at the Civic. You can drive in there and park on the lawn. It's a drive-in.
I love that.
For as many cars as they can get in there. Now, that's one we should take a truck to, and you take like six of your friends, and everybody's kind of like in the back of the truck,
turn it around,
turn around. Okay, yeah. So that's today and tomorrow.
Well, we have a lot. See, this is the whole town turns into, you know, cool April nights, and you know we're it's just an exciting time. We've got two tickets to the car show here on KCNR. What we're going to throw in with that is a car wash. It's a platinum wash, which means that's the best, you know, drive through, and we love quick and clean. That's where we drive our cars through.
It's like a block down from us.
Right. And it's right
on Market Street.
Right
here.
Behind,
Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros, right.
And
there.
Right, it's in between Dutch Bros and Taco Bell. How can you go wrong?
And this is a soft cloth car wash.
It's great.
So you drive through and it's not going to scratch up your car. Along with two tickets to the car show, which is being held Saturday. And this is, two tickets to that plus a car wash. So give us a call right now, 605-4567, and you can go to that car show, which is a lot of fun. And I think that's at the Civic, right? All of the big.
Yeah, it starts at 7 a.m. at the Civic Cool April Nights, big show and shine. And they've got all the cars. I mean, it's not all of them, but they've had something like 2,000 car entries. Did I get that right? We see Deborah.
Car entries. Right.
What did I say?
I sounded like insurance, but you meant entries.
Oh, that's what I meant.
2,000 car entries.
Car insurance.
Well, you went insurance. All right. Anyway, now that it's clear.
It's as clear as it will ever be.
And we've got a caller coming in for the car show. We're calling in for the car show.
The shower?
Ticket.
You said car shower.
Okay.
You said car shower.
All right, so
I feel like we're part of the Smothers Brothers, and I'm not sure which one I am. I think I'm Tom.
Who are the Smothers Brothers?
I think I'm Tommy.
That
I think I'm Tommy
you.
Smothers
oh
today.
Oh my gosh, I was 10 when you were 20.
People are calling, like,
you know what I mean?
I'm sorry. You know what?
Does that weird you out? Rhoda what? Martin's Laugh-In would have been in the 70s, and I think it was at 72. I was a freshman at 72. You were already. Were you in boot camp, or you'd already
72? I'd already finished boot camp, and I was going through scout snipers training. I'd already gone through that too. Come to think of it, in 72,
that's weird. But you think
72
about it.
Is when, I went to OCS because they sent me there.
So the Smothers Brothers used to be on TV during the
60s.
Well, they also were doing Rhoda Martins. You would see them at Rhoda Martins. That's what you kind of,
We were talking about Hee Haw yesterday because somebody said, Hee Haw, what's that? And it was like, I said, it was like Laugh-In, but it was country.
Oh.
And then they looked at me and I said, don't know what Laugh-In is either, do you?
No.
So.
No, and they
said,
the humor would not go over
today. I don't choose to
today.
Talk to ignorant people.
Okay, access to the federal website on COVID-19 is no longer publicly accessible. The COVID.gov page now automatically forwards to a new site featuring a picture of President Donald Trump and what it hypes as the true origins of COVID-19. The site blames the coronavirus pandemic on a lab leak from China and blasts social distancing, mask mandates, and lockdowns. It also claims public health officials often misled the American people. There is nothing about how to avoid getting sick or how to treat COVID-19, no information about long COVID, and no mention of the nearly 1.2 million Americans who have died from the illness.
Well, you know, the thing.
That's weird.
The thing, what is that? CNN?
Well, it is. It's five things from CNN, but if that's true,
The Clinton News Network.
It's just, there are people who died from COVID.
Of course there were.
Or stuff because of COVID that led to. You know, kidney failure or whatever it was, but it started with a virus.
Did people die from COVID? Yes. Now, as people will point out, nobody died from flu that year. They all died from COVID. But the point is that was it real? Yes, absolutely it was real. Was it serious and did it have the ramifications that would cause us to close down our country?
The world. Do you remember?
The world. Our world. Many people don't believe it was. I do not believe that we needed to go to the extent the government did, and individuals, I mean, canceling people because, oh my God, you're not wearing a mask
everywhere.
Or you
never got the shot.
Yeah, some people didn't get shots. Okay, well then if they died of COVID, that was their choice. Oh yes, but they're infecting me. Well, they could also infect you with other flu germs. They can infect you with, you know, the common cold. They can infect you with everything. I mean, if you want to, I mean, you could go through that. And now we got measles. Oh, it's because people aren't getting, their measles was kind of like wiped out for years. All right. So, where did the measles start again? I'm sure it couldn't have been because we've had 12 million illegals come over the border, or people come over the border illegally.
Well, you and I have
and, you know, might have brought things with them.
Yeah, well, you and I both had the, you know, the test that you put up your nose, you know, and you wait to see if the, you know, put it in the...
Yeah, to see if you have COVID. Yeah.
Oh, and you and I both, I think, have had it twice.
No, I've had it one time.
Okay.
And
that you know of.
Well, that I know of, but
with the test,
because I went over to the VA and they said, yeah, we're going to do the COVID test. Mm-hmm. Fine. I mean, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. And they said, and they called me back, you've got COVID. And I went, no, I don't. And they said, well, your test says you do. I said, okay. And she said,
so you isolated for 3 days.
Well, I did for 3 days. And she said, well, how long have you noticed the symptoms? And I thought about it. I said, 7 days. She goes, can you quarantine yourself for 3 days? And I said, why, yes, I can. It was the finest 3 days of that year because I didn't have to, I just stayed at home. I self-quarantined.
You did. But I'm thinking for those people who have long COVID.
I wish I'd known about it earlier. I would have self-quarantined for 10 days, 12, 15, 20, a year.
For those people who have long COVID, it's no joke. It's no joke, Carl.
I'm not making a joke of people died of this, of COVID. No. And people are, we know a person that still got COVID.
Yes.
They got the long COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel for them. But,
yes,
you know, what I'm saying is what we did to our country and the schools and the kids and, you know, all of this was just and here's the thing that worries me the most, because it was overreacted to, and the way the government was running roughshod over it, that what happens if we get a real, I mean a real killer that comes through here? People are not going to trust the government.
Well, that was a real killer. We just had to
I'm talking like 30, I'm talking like the Spanish flu when, I mean, you got it and 4 days later you dropped over dead in the street. I'm talking about a real severe case of something. People, are they going to trust the government because of what happened with COVID? That's the biggest thing. Because now, look what happened after that. People did not trust the government. So,
Remember about Easter, Bocelli, you and I were watching that. I think around the world, they showed Tokyo, they showed Rome, they showed Paris, and he was singing alone, and the whole world had shut down. Remember that?
Yep.
The whole world. Yep. It was weird. Apocalyptic almost. Okay, we've got to take it. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now, and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, good morning on this Tuesday. Good to be here on the 22nd. It is Earth Day. Bonnie, congratulations. You won those 2 tickets to the car show plus a car wash at Quick and Clean. So come to the station before 12 o'clock, you know, any day. Pick those up. Of course, the show is on Saturday. Today is Earth Day. And what is Earth Day? And why is it on April 22nd? Well, it's a single day for all teachers across the country to have a conversation about the environment with their students, as well as the 22nd was chosen to fall where college students weren't on spring break or taking final exams. Anyway, so we're going to be with the Rancheria after this. They're going to be celebrating Earth Day as well. And so, you know, many people, I've been reading different comments about, like, this is a day to go outside and maybe plant something, or just appreciate the environment around you. You know, like, take a moment and pause and be grateful for what our Earth provides. Do we stop and pause? I can say that after I had a long,
you stopped
dealt with an illness.
Yeah.
It was my backyard, our backyard. And I would go out there and hobble down the, the brick steps. And I just remember just thinking I could hear the bees and I could see them pollinate and you know, just feel this beautiful, the hummingbirds around me and just feel this beautiful, solitude. And I really believe that that was part in helping me to heal faster than had I been in a high rise someplace, in the crappy lighting.
Who is Alberto Garcia? He's, you know, the one down in El Salvador right now that has the Democrats are picking this hill to die on, it seems like. By the way, I invited Democrats, you know, for Democratic Central Committee. I wrote them an email and would love to have them come on the show.
Why not? Well, I
do because, you know, they were, you know, there's like 40%
of
Shasta County is Democrat.
And
they should be able to come on the show and talk about the things that interest them.
I mean,
this is a target-rich environment for them right now.
with everything going
with
on,
the tariffs. And, anyway, this guy, you know, it is very difficult to read a story that has everything in the story. You know, like this one from Time Magazine draws him as a loving father who was chased out of El Salvador when he was a kid and all this, and conveniently leaves out things like gang clothing he was wearing, the fact that the police had informers that said, no, he's a member of MS-13, which is a terrorist organization, the fact that he had a restraining order put on him because he beat up his wife. All that seems to be left out of here, you know. And all it is, oh, it was a mistake that he got deported, and he went to El Salvador, and where they put him in a prison. Well, there's, you know, so this guy Von Hollen or whatever his name is, the senator from Maryland, who, by the way, never said anything to the mother of the young lady, that woman that was savagely murdered by a person here illegally, never said a word to her, goes down there. And, of course, the photos you see two groups of photos. One, they're I think they're by a pool. But anyway, he's talking, and it's water glasses and that. The other photo that was taken was there was margaritas on the table. And you're looking at this Garcia guy. He does not look like he doesn't look like he's lost any weight in the prison. He looks clean. And of course the El Salvadorans could have dressed him up and all that. But the president of El Salvador says, I can't send him back. It's a terrorist organization. I can't send him back legally. And, you know, so the thing is that the government is contending he's a MS-13 terrorist, which is a terrorist organization, and needs to be deported. And that two times they were, you know, that he should be deported. And then, but on the other side, they're saying, oh, no, he could stay here till he's seen in front of a judge. Well, they're saying he was seen in front of a judge. He was mistakenly sent to El Salvador, though. So, but they've moved him out of the big prison into another place where he's got his own room, his own little bathroom, and, you know, they're watching after him there. Yeah, it would look bad for El Salvador if the guy gets shanked in prison while he's waiting to come back. But the thing is they're making him look like this, you know, some kind of, I never did anything wrong, and conveniently forgetting he beat up his wife, ripped her shirt off, punched her, knocked her to the floor, conveniently forgetting that. And the way they answer that is, oh, I was just, because I'd been in an abusive relationship before, I was just overreacting. Well, you're overreacting if maybe your spouse is yelling at you and you call the cops. But once they lay their hands on you, I'm not sure that's overreacting. Anyway, it's a mess. And we'll see what happens with that. But the Trump administration said it doesn't make any difference. He's here illegally. He will never come back. He's a member of a terrorist organization. So that's the hill the Dems are going to die on. Are willing to fight, and so you've got more Dems going down there, and they're demanding proof of life for this guy because they won't let him meet him because it would be you've already seen your United States senator saw him and talked to him. Okay, that's enough. This is our country, not yours. Well, we want proof of life. We'll send him, have him hold up today's papers, take a picture of him, give it to him. There you go. I demanded proof of life from my mom's dog, from my sister.
You did?
Oh, yeah. She says, I said, how's the dog? Oh, she's fine. I said, I don't mind, you know, paying the vet bills, but I need proof of life. And so, you know what she did? She sent me a photo of the dog watching a Green Bay Packer football game with the score, and I knew it was being played that day.
She's got such a this sense of humor. She really
and
does.
And she sent me a photo.
You know, you got to have a sense
the dog's
of humor
watching
right
a football game. The dog's not smart right enough to
you
find
didn't know
its
that.
The dog's not, I know this dog, it's not smart enough to find its food dish. Well, that's not true because it was a pretty plump old dog.
And lived to be 17.
Dog did not live to be.
Are you sure?
We got to take a break. And when we come back after the news, we have Redding Rancheria and a big catch up on everything that's going
looking
on
to
at Redding Rancheria. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. President Trump is leaving no doubts about his support for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The president asked about another signal chat controversy, specifically Hegseth sharing information about pending airstrikes on Yemen with his wife and others.
Here we go again. Just a waste of time.
He is doing
a great job.
Why do you still have
because he's doing a great job. Ask the Houthis how he's doing.
A reference to the U.S. airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels who, prior to those strikes, had repeatedly attacked commercial shipping in the Mideast. The White House says no classified information was shared by Hegseth. Virginia's Republican governor is tracking with the Trump administration's crackdown on criminal illegal aliens. He's taken hundreds of suspected gang members off the streets of the Commonwealth.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is delivering on his promise to prioritize public safety and uphold the rule of law. In a significant victory for the Trump administration's agenda, Youngkin announced that the state's newly established Homeland Security Task Force has arrested more than 500 criminal illegal immigrants, including over 130 with known gang affiliations. According to Youngkin, of the 521 arrests made since the task force started in February, 132 are affiliated with gangs such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other transnational organized crime organizations and criminal gangs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The wife of former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, Nadine Menendez, has been convicted on charges of teaming up with her husband to take bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Bob Menendez to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. And Pope Francis' funeral scheduled to take place Saturday, 4 a.m. Eastern Time. On Wall Street this morning, a rally is underway. The Dow is up 795 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
The world's financial leaders have gathered in Washington this week for the World Bank and International Monetary Fund's spring meetings.
These meetings come at a tense moment for the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, with the U.S. considering withdrawing from both institutions, raising questions about the future of global economic leadership. The U.S. economy started strong this year, but the IMF is expected to lower its global growth forecast, blaming the fallout from President Trump's trade war. At the same time, President Trump's pressure on the Federal Reserve is fueling market jitters, shaking confidence in the central bank's independence, which is seen as vital to the health of the U.S. economy.
The BBC's Michelle Fleury. Four House Democrats have traveled to El Salvador. It's a show of support for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Living in the U.S. illegally, the suspected MS-13 gang member was deported by the Trump administration. Townhall.com. AI being used to monitor teenagers on social media.
Instagram is using artificial intelligence in order to crack down on teens lying about their age online. Its parent company, Meta, announced Monday that it's currently in the testing phase in the U.S. The software is designed to find accounts that are believed to be teenage profiles, which would then put them into the teen account settings. The tech giant said it's been using AI to verify ages for a while, but this is the first time this specific method is being used. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It might be referred to as the Trump effect. To avoid higher tariffs, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. over the coming 5 years. New manufacturing that Roche says will create some 12,000 jobs. That's in addition to the 25,000 people already employed by the drug maker in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott in the studios. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, located in downtown Reading. With our window on the world, we opened up the blind because now we can see outside today.
Well, you know,
today.
Just open up the sunshine a little bit and enjoy that, you know, the movement of going by today.
April 22nd, Earth Day. Things are going on, and is it Earth Day today?
It is Earth Day.
Okay, but there are a lot of stuff going on the weekend. Make sure everybody's turned on here, Ben. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm trying to get all these mics going.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah.
You know what? You know, it's the fact that we're on the air every day is still magic to me. So, anyway, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. 63 degrees in the downtown studios as we're looking out at the beautiful sunshine. Now, you're not going to believe we're going to go up to 83 today, so we're going to be jumping that high with our overnight lows tonight. And it does say, according to this forecast, a slight chance of showers with our overnight lows of 55. Tomorrow calls for 82, mostly sunny skies on Wednesday night. Mostly clear is what I'm saying. And then on Thursday, okay, as I'm looking at this, because I'm kind of blown away that Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays are all saying chance of showers. And I have to say, don't let that, you know, stop you from going into the show, any of the show in shines, because we know that during April we have these little smittering of showers, if they do happen. And then quickly you just get out your chamois. And you just wipe down your car and wipe down your face. And you just get out there and enjoy it. So there you go with the weather. And the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out of Anderson, veteran-owned company, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, of course, I love the segment. I came in specifically today because I always – Tuesdays I get off, but I knew that you were coming, so I was like, I want to be there. How are you guys today?
We are good. It's Earth Day. It's beautiful outside.
Miranda and Maria are here this morning.
Good morning.
Reading Rancheria as well as Wind River. It's celebrating, by the way, when we talk about the Wind River Studios, you guys are celebrating 32 years for the casino. So congratulations with that milestone.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it is crazy. It's we were looking back at old photos, and I found several old photos of when the casino opened, and it's so different now. It's really cool. It's changed so much.
It was like
in the last
bingo,
32 years.
Like a bingo. Didn't it start off with just bingo, like in a tent?
It was
a
trailer.
I tried to fit it like
the bingo hall. Yeah,
just the bingo hall. Okay.
Well, it was a trailer before it was the bingo hall, and then it was the bingo hall, and then it expanded, and then I think the most recent update was the when we got the big basket out front and the hotel.
Ooh.
So it's
you were a
so much.
Runner, weren't you, Maria? You did something. Didn't you have what were you doing back?
Pull tabs.
Pull tabs. That's what it was. Pull tabs.
Runner, same thing. Runner,
yeah, it, exactly.
Well, you know what I meant. You know, you're taking stuff back and forth. What is a pool tab?
So I just walked around pool tabs, horse races, and they bought $1, $5, whatever, and you rip them open, and it'll tell you kind of like a lottery ticket.
Oh, okay.
Oh man.
Whether you win or
not. Fun.
So then I'd have to give them their cash back. And
oh, so you were good with money then.
You learned.
Oh, man.
You just learn. Yeah.
So I would think it would be great from a layman or somebody from the community that can hear that, but it would be great to have like a walk through memory lane of the beginning stages and a photo somewhere in a hallway, you know, like where you get to see these older photographs into where you are now. And then of course,
what's coming,
you know, that you've got so much to share with us. But before we get into the Earth Day, you have groundbroken, construction has begun on the Big Health Village. Can you share with us some information about that? Where is it so we can go see it?
Yeah, so we had our groundbreaking event in March. March was really busy for us too. And we had a beautiful ceremony. We went out on the tent. It was just, it was a blizzard the day before and it cleared up beautifully for the groundbreaking. And so many people were there. We had drummers. We got to shovel the dirt out.
Right.
Everyone was so excited.
Bless the land.
It was a very good feeling, heartfelt ceremony that we did. So much joy, so much cheering. And I left for a week and then I came back and everything's cleared out.
Jeez.
And all the machines are there and I couldn't believe how quickly it was going. We just got some aerial shots of the construction and it is going fast. So it looks incredible. If you want to drive by and see it, you can see it. If you're driving, south towards the casino, towards the Rancheria land, on 273, you look out to the right, it's literally right before the bridge that you cross.
Right.
So the way that you'll get to it is you'll drive down Clear Creek Road. And
okay.
And that'll be the main entrance.
Oh my goodness.
From 273, but you'll be able to see the building
right
from 273. We actually have hired a photographer too to go out every week. She stands in the same spot.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
And is
taking a picture. So at the very end, we'll get to stitch them all together and you'll just slowly see the building go up. It'll be really cool.
You know, when they were doing the New County Courthouse, because I drive by it every day on my, you know, on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that, but it was like a third done. And I thought, you know
yeah.
what? Because I stopped, you know, at the stoplight right there on, I go by it. I mean, I could have taken that photo every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 2 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing once a week. So, I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, once a day would be really cool too. I mean, you'd see just all the detail. And like I said, I left for a week and came back and was like, shoot, they're going. We got to get the photographer out there.
Well,
dream
even,
is being realized.
Even
and that's
once
the
a month.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, really, for something like the courthouse, because it was so slow.
Yeah.
You guys are like,
oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny too, because you drive by 1 week and then you're gone for a week and you go, oh wow, they were really working this week or, you know,
isn't
not much
funny?
Changed that week.
Isn't it funny how when it's private, you know, enterprise building things, that there's a little more emphasis maybe on let's get this done today as opposed to government when
yeah.
they go, well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow it will arrive.
Well, we're government too, so it sometimes yeah. to us it feels like it took forever to get going, but now that it's going, it's going.
But you are a government that runs like a business.
Yes, yeah.
And there's a big
sure.
difference there. Of course it's a government, but you run it like a business. And it's much, to me, it appears to be more efficient. We'll see, you know, if the roof doesn't fall off.
We hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so far when we've gone to any of your health facilities, they've just been over the top. I mean, let me take that back. Not over the top. Compared to other.
Hey, we'd love it if they're over the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, I mean,
want it to be over the top.
Compared to wherever else you look at, it's just like unbelievable, like spa-ish over the top with splashing water and smells good and looks good and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is a like a health retreat.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what you're aiming for, so you've achieved it. But when I talk about it and I commend all of the committees and everything, that the ground is broken, so it feels good to see your team has accomplished a moving forward,
mm-hmm.
and that is
Like, you know, at the end of the day, you could say, wow, we've really worked hard. What did we do? Well, guess what? Ground is being broken. I mean, it's a movement.
It's happening now. Yeah. It's been talked about for so, so long, and it's happening, and it's going to be finished. It's expected January 2027. It's no longer a dream. It is happening, and we're watching it go up week by week. So
27.
Mm-hmm.
That's before you know it. I mean, we're almost in 26, mm-hmm. which is just, you know, I'm not ready for that, but. Yeah, and we're going to be coming back. We're going to talk about rodeo. We're going to be talking about the Ready Rancheria's Earth Day Festival, which is happening Friday at the Wind River Resort and Casino. What that looks like, I love the design.
That was my brother, actually. He picked the design, so shout out to him. He said he wanted a design with a little chain necklace on it. So look for it. It's funny.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Been there for over 30 years, Four Winds Jewelry. He has a big sale in December. Great people down there, just really, really nice people. The only place we go to buy jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And I bet if you go down there and buy a bauble, that because they're right there on the cruise.
Yes.
You know, maybe if I buy this, can I sit out in front?
Yeah, maybe.
You don't even have to buy something. If you just ask them, they probably go, you can take my
bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I see trees of green. Red roses too.
Good, man.
This is such a great song.
This is good.
Timeless.
This is one of my dad's favorite songs.
Yeah. Well, that says a lot about your dad.
My dad was interesting.
It is a good disposition.
He was a man of... Yeah, but I tell you
never
what...
Never got to meet his father.
He'd make that... When that head would turn... And it would be like, whoa, my sister and I would be running. Not that he would ever hit us, but he would just, he would be very forceful in what he was saying. It's a long story, but I love that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Rain Rancheria and Maria Roscoe and Miranda. Edward's favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I knew
it's
this.
It's a long one. It's
a
okay.
Moment. But we're here talking about things that are going on in the Rancheria. And one of them, of course, is Earth Day. And that's going to be this Friday. And tell us about this.
Yeah. So I love
the Rancheria.
Yeah. I love our Earth Day event. It's down at the Rancheria right in front of the casino out in the parking lot. I think it's a great way to, if you haven't been to the casino and you don't know what to expect, you want to see what's going on there. It's a great way. It's in the middle of the day. It's this Friday. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's open to everyone. It's free. You don't have to pay to get in. And we just have a ton of vendors lining the parking lot, and they sell all kinds of handmade crafts. They all generally have an Earth Day type theme, but there's beautiful jewelry, native vendors, plants, snacks, treats, food. I don't want to call it a mini powwow. There's no dancing, but vendor-wise, it's a lot of vendors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I shop for Christmas gifts all year, April for our Earth Day fair is when I get a lot of gifts ahead of time, because they're just beautiful, handmade crafts, arts, and things like that. So it's really cool. And then you also can get a $5 free play when you stop by our information booth, and you can walk in and get a little gambling
That's
in the
awesome.
Afternoon, and then head on out, but it's really fun. It's really cool. There's beautiful stuff there.
All right. So you have vendors. Do we have anybody talking? Is anybody doing a presentation?
No. It's all outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a little Earth Day festival.
Okay, festival. So there we go.
We don't have like one speaker, but there are definitely educational booths
okay.
too.
So that starts at 10 a.m. Okay, I'm going to do that Friday.
Yeah. It's really fun.
There. I remember when we were at the powwow and we walked through several of the vendors, and that was beautiful. But I didn't make it
past the fried bread.
I couldn't.
Oh, it's hard to make it past
That'll
the fried bread.
That'll be there Earth Day as well.
Oh, don't do it. Yeah. How can you have a fried bread? Okay, no offense here, because you know I love it. How do you have a fried bread vendor there on Earth Day?
It's not Health Day.
It
doesn't matter. It's still connected.
You just said it, Carl. It's not Health Day.
It's not Health Day. Bring some more in.
It's still food that comes from our Earth.
I want one
of
those big bowls of Indian taco.
All the beans, all the fried
bread. I have it all over my face.
But it does come from the Earth. So
yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's delicious. It's
poof.
Oh, no, it is beyond that.
It doesn't come out of the van. It comes from the earth into the van.
When you're watching them make it and you're sitting there and they're putting it, you know, if you have not had the Indian fried bread taco.
Well, you'll smell it before you see it.
If you have not had one in your life, for whatever reason, you're bereft, really. If you've not had one, you need to get one.
Yeah. We should have a fry bread contest.
We should.
Taste testing. That's a great idea.
Yeah, everyone
next Earth Day.
Yeah, everyone makes it a little different, too, because everyone's got family recipes. Yeah.
Different nations.
Tribes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely have, because if you have some years, which is excellent, but you go to, you go to Navajo or up into the Northwest, everybody's got it, but it is a different taste.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this Earth Day. Now, this is a little known secret. When did Earth Day start?
Ooh.
It's like 1970. Ben, look this up. When did Earth Day start? I think it was like 1970.
Well,
and on my campus, before I went in the Marines, I was involved in Earth Day. One of the very first ones.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we all were out there. We didn't know what we were, you know, I mean, it was Earth Day.
Yeah.
We want to take care of the Earth. But see what day.
1970.
Yeah, there
wow.
it is. Right before I went in the Marines.
I'm impressed, Carl.
I was out on my university. Yep, I was there to help organize the first Earth Day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, at Vanderbilt. So, and it got a lot of attention. Now, the other universities were also vying for, you know, because in Nashville, it's got like 14 colleges and universities. There's like the Athens of the South. So it had spread to the other campuses, too. But I remember that very first one, and then I went in the Marines and kind of like it was not part of my life anymore. But I saw the reasoning behind it back then. And, of course, you know, our country was somewhat in turmoil anyway with Vietnam and all these other things. So, but it has, of course, grown so much
mm-hmm.
where so that people can understand our relationship with the earth. And having Native Americans as one of the leaders in this is just, I mean, it should be.
Stewards of the land.
Stewards of the land.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's thinking six generations away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. People always ask me, they're like, well, can I buy the Native jewelry? Can I wear it? Because I think they want to be respectful and they don't, you know, want to wear something that they don't think that they're supposed to. I say absolutely, 100%. If you are buying from a Native vendor, you're supporting them and their business, and they are grateful for your business. So go down and spend your money on Native vendors. They make these beautiful handcrafted jewelry, and they spend a lot of time and put a lot of effort in it. So go down, spend your money, support them, support their business, ask them what tribe they're from, learn something so that when someone else, you know, says, oh, wow, what a beautiful handcrafted
necklace. Where'd you get that? Who made it?
So-and-so from the Miwok tribe at the Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Yeah. You should come.
Like well, at the Chicks and Chaps, Four Winds Jewelry has donated this beautiful piece of turquoise jewelry.
Navajo piece.
Navajo piece.
Beautiful bolo tie that's the size of a man's fist.
Wow.
That big.
It's just beautiful.
Wow.
And so when you see things like that, it's kind of like, was made
handmade
by a Native American,
mm-hmm.
But I can understand where people say, "Well, is it okay?"
Absolutely,
but it is okay.
For
of course, it is. They sell these to make a living or for other things, their livelihood. Of course, you would buy it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
if it's made in China.
Yeah, yeah.
Made by an artisan.
If they're selling it, they're selling it for
a
reason.
It for
a reason. So you're supporting them by coming down and buying their goods. They put a lot of time and effort into it, and you can learn a little something if you want. So, people do sometimes question. They want to do the right thing. They don't want to offend anyone.
But you know what? In some ways, that's really good. And I guess asking, Native American if that's okay is better than just assuming.
Totally.
But still, you don't want to lean too far on the other side and act like, I don't want to do anything that could be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form, because then nothing happens.
For sure.
You know? But the big thing to do is just ask.
For sure. And yeah. I always encourage people to ask. I think Reading Rancheria as a whole does a great job at educating the community. And when people ask questions, I mean, you guys are our friends, our allies and everything. You know, you ask questions and you're always learning. And we're so grateful for that because you're advocates for us. And how else can anyone else be our partners if they don't learn more? You know, how else are you going to learn?
When we come back from this break, I think it's a great segue about learning because we're going to be talking about rodeo and the opening night of rodeo and Native American night, and what better way to find out about the different dances and what they represent. And I think people, the very first time we did this a couple years ago, I know that people were totally blown away. They had and especially if Dove's going to come back and sing America the Beautiful in the way that she does it, it just will chill your bones to the very core of, like, what do we just hear? And imagine what it would have been like to be where people were singing and dancing and just being in nature and having that whole feeling that comes in a moment of silence that's so sacred. So we're going to talk about that when we get back.
This portion of the show is sacred to me. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop is somewhat sacred. I've been going there since the day I moved. So I moved to Reading. It's been established. It was established 30 years ago. I mean, not 30, 1960. It was established in 1960, right? Before the casino, right? Because in 1960 it was established. It's been in the same spot since 67. If that's not an icon, what is? And it's not a hair salon. So ladies, don't go in there thinking, oh, I'm going to get my hair stopped. No, it's a barbershop. The only hair gel in there is butch wax for the flat tops. You know, people still get flat tops. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Works out on my schedule. I roll in, get my hair cut, feel good, go on out. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or the old subway, depending on what you remember. And it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizer. Why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, welcome back. I like that song, too. You're doing great today, man. You are hitting them out of the park.
Yeah, you
buddy.
Are, buddy.
I try.
Okay, just for that. It's another
noted.
It's another penny an hour. Okay. It's 8:35 in the morning here on the 22nd of April. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Enjoy this one, because toward the end of the week, it looks like we could get some rain.
Yeah, we've got
possibly
some showers.
Maybe.
And thunderstorms.
Possibly.
That's what, you know, we always
think. That's what, possibly.
Impossibly.
Yeah, your weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for over 30 years, and the third generation of the Kenny family. Chuck Kenny right now is in Vietnam on a missing in action project where they go out and they find, like, sites. In this case, it was where a helicopter went down. In Vietnam, and the government of Vietnam helps, and it's like an archaeological dig where they found parts of the helicopter. So we know that the helicopter was there, and now they're trying to find something else to bring closure to the families. Anyway, that's he goes there every year, or every other year, spends a couple weeks. It's a great effort by a great guy. Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Another great group is with us today, Ready Rancheria. We've got Earth Day. It's going to be Friday. It starts at the Wind River Resort and Casino. It starts at 10 and goes to 3 p.m. Vendors, classes, everything. But, yeah, now there's other things here. That we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't get into the Indian fry bread. I'll go on for 5 minutes more about Indian fry bread. What else is going on?
Yeah, so we were just talking about segueing the education into rodeo.
Right.
And that was something, how many times have we done it now? Is this our third or fourth?
It'll be our third.
This is our third time. Third yeah. Time. First year.
You and I are always
we are
going
in
to
sync.
Be, we are in sync from, you and I will always have this memory.
I'm waiting for them to make us, to put us into the schedule and have some sort of relay to impress
relay,
everyone.
The flag
so.
Relay. We're gonna.
Carl and Miranda's flag relay.
Okay.
Flag
I relay. Like it. It's a memory that will always
yes.
be.
Yeah.
You know, etched in your brain.
Yeah. If you guys are longtime listeners, I'm sure you've heard us tell this story. But the first year we did it, we mistakenly only brought one Reading Rancheria flag that needed to be in the same place or two different places at the same time. So Carl was at one end of the arena and I was at the other. And we met in the middle and tossed
ran.
The flag and ran it off.
I literally ripped it out of Lori Alexander's hand. She comes running by. It was like a relay race. She holds the flag out. I grab it. I start running this way. And then all I can see is Miranda hair flying behind her, coming down, looking, oh my gosh, this girl was a sprinter in college. Next year we had two flags. We didn't have to worry about it.
We learned.
This was a one-time event.
You learn as you go on.
If you didn't see it, you're never going to see it again.
It was pretty impressive.
But you were bonded for life after that.
And we'll always have that memory. And now we know better. So it's our third year, and things are going pretty, they went really smooth. Last year, minus Jack's wild ride.
Oh my God. You know what?
So every year we've had some fun event or some.
I have comments about that too.
Oh yeah.
About that. The, if you remember, the wild ride was not, he was on the, stagecoach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this guy was, the guy driving is a professional. We sat down afterwards. And he's driven the Clydesdales for, you know, the, Budweiser. He's driven a lot of things. I mean, this wasn't his first rodeo. And he sat down next to me and he was talking about it. And he goes, yeah, he says, when they came in, he says, I was off, get this, I was off like maybe a foot on my, you know, on the direction. And the horse in the middle turned sideways. And when the horse in the middle turned sideways, that's what started the whole thing. And I was talking to somebody at the Red Bluff Roundup, and he said, no, he says, I go to the Red Rodeo occasionally, and he says, but I did see the YouTube on the stagecoach.
Or Jack's live stream.
and here's Jack up there with, you know, everybody.
I think it went viral.
It did go viral. But then, the guys there thought, you know what? That's it. We're going to be getting phone calls canceling the stagecoach. And he said, that evening, we've gotten three calls from people wanting us to be there.
Well, I mean, Jack afterwards was saying, if not for that man, I don't know what you call the handler,
right?
If not for him, things would have gone crazy.
It
he was like
have.
So impressed with how well he handled it. He kept everyone safe.
Yeah.
If not for him, who knows what would have happened.
And if you saw that one time, I don't know if it was ever in the video, his arm was out, like when you were before seatbelts, when your mom hit the brake and hand would come out, that was your seatbelt. He was leaning over, grabbing hold of Jack at one time.
He kept everyone there safe, and Jack was so impressed with how well he handled it.
He was at the Red Bluff Roundup. We saw him. Yeah. So that was the driver who was with Jack.
Yeah.
And so I always say this
about
Jack.
Back again.
Jack is being the leader of the Rancheria. What would be his official title?
He's chairman. The chairman. Yes.
Everything about his grace spoke leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget that. I was with you, Maria. We were watching it. It was almost like, this is a stunt, right? This is a secret. Because somebody said, no, wait, keep your eyes on because there's going to be a presentation or something. Somebody said that.
That
we heard it going, oh, okay. Well, okay, so we're standing up there. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is a game. This is they're teasing. And then you saw Jack's eyes lock on up where we were standing, and then you saw his eyes, the biggest saucers, like, that wasn't a joke.
No. And then we all had our hands over our mouths. The league team got, you know, turned loose. Anyway, it was, but here's Jack.
He handled it so wonderfully.
Because they were going to do it the next day. He said, I'll ride up there the next day.
He says that now.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Because he said, I'll ride there to show them it's safe.
Yeah.
And, and they, let me tell you, the driver and that whole team was very impressed by Jack Potter that night.
Right.
They just said, oh, this could have been anything. And,
right.
But anyway, okay. Now that was last year. Yeah. So this year it's not going to happen, but we've been doing this for 3 years. You all have.
And the dancing.
The Redding Rancheria and the Redding Rodeo Association started even before you all being at the rodeo with the,
Powwow.
Yeah, with the dancers.
So
we call it Native American Night at the Redding Rodeo. It's May 14th this year. And the first time we did it, you know, the rodeo reached out to us and we thought, what a great opportunity for education and to partner with this amazing organization. So we came up with the idea of Native American Night. And what we do is we have our dancers come out during one of the breaks and they basically demonstrate the powwow style of dancing. There's a little bit of education. We tell you a little bit about what powwow is like and invite everyone to powwow. We have Dove Judy sings America the Beautiful in her native tongue. And yeah, it's just a great way to educate everyone in the audience and invite them to powwow and learn a little bit more about the tribe. I think a lot of times people are curious about the tribe and don't know how to get a foot in or see what's going on. So this was such a great opportunity for us to reach out to the community and invite a new group of people. And the first year that we did it, I will never forget the amount of support and cheer from the audience, and just the most, I think everyone, while Dove was singing America the Beautiful, I think everyone gave her a standing ovation, so much cheering, so much support, and it feels good from us as the tribe to see, you know, this new group of people that we don't normally reach with just so much support and joy, and everyone was just locked in and gave so much attention. It was such a beautiful moment. And then to watch our beautiful dancers and their regalia, it was just such a cool experience.
And what's really cool for us, that, you know, help get some of the dancers out into the arena is to see the age groups and the seriousness they take for their dancing, culturally, their cultural significance of their costumes.
Mm-hmm. Their it would be called regalia.
Regalia. Thank you, regalia. Mm-hmm. And they're back, we're, you know, going around and, you know, telling people, and they're just so, respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting and listening and being prepared. You know,
it's called professional. They were,
yes.
When you said, okay, we need to come, because they have to line up. They're next to the, alley. And then, so when it gets ready, then the gate opens up and takes, and we bring them down to the entrance into the arena. And kids from what? Four or five.
It's a very serious, very spiritually connected act. It is dancing in your regalia. And so, yeah, you have these 4 and 5 year olds who understand that and they take it very seriously. They're dancing with their parents or their elders. So from age 5 to age, you know, 60, 70, as long as people are dancing, it's a very spiritual act.
And, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. But the thing about it is what we're talking about now, when we come back, let's just talk a little bit about the powwow, because what you see at the rodeo is a very abbreviated example of what happens at the powwow. And the other thing, if you notice too, the first year, the second year, is there's silence. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching. And it lasts for what, five minutes. And then everybody leaves. But it's, you know, there's silence until it's finished. But it's kind of an intro to what you'll see if you go to the powwow.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about not only the rodeo, but a couple of other things going on with Red and Rancheria.
BSO.
That's right.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to sciredding.org. That's sciredding.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Oh, welcome back to the end of this
Tuesday segment.
I know it. It's a Tuesday, and I'm missing it.
So much to talk about, so little time.
I know, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460, and also streaming. You can go back to our archives if there's something that you feel like you've missed. And by the way, Joan, there's a gal that we met the other night who said, I listen to your show, but it's mostly archives. So, hi, Joan. You might be listening tonight. I don't know when
tomorrow
you're listening.
Tomorrow the district attorney's going to be on. And we're going to talk to Stephanie about stuff that's happening in the courthouses and everything. But today we have Ready Ranch Rio with us and Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards' favorite. Who we are forever melded from a quick – it wasn't terror. It was like – oh, we got to get this done.
Covering your bases.
It was focus.
It was focus.
It was adrenaline.
Yeah. It was adrenaline.
It was pure magic.
Have you ever seen anybody run that has long hair and it's streaming all the way out? The only time I've ever seen that was a very fast horse going by.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment. No, it is a compliment. And we're here talking about Earth Day that's going to happen Friday out at the Rancheria. It's going to go from 10 to 3, vendors, all types of educational events going on there talking about Earth Day. And then we kind of segued into the fact that Redding Rancheria and Redding Rodeo Association have partnered up years ago.
The stash.
This is my rodeo stash.
Yeah. Nice.
My annual stash. And this one I'm really trying to, Linda says you're really, you know, keeping it under control because last year it looked like a Pomeranian that landed on my face. It was just there. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'd have to, you know, pull it down so I could see.
Yeah, it was just too much. Look at the pictures, and I think I lived with that. It looked like Sam Spade.
Who?
Well, who's the guy with the hat? The cartoon, isn't that Sam?
Oh, the big hat.
Oh, Yosemite. Yeah. No, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
The cat is the best.
Yeah. Okay.
Living with you, all
right.
Sam.
Moving right along. Okay, so at the rodeo this year on the 14th, which is Native American Appreciation I guess Appreciation Night. We're going to have dancers out there. There's going to be, during that, a quick presentation by Tracy or somebody that talks about it. Jude, Dove Judy is going to be singing America the Beautiful, and I believe it's Paiute.
Yes.
And so all that's going to be happening on the first night, Wednesday. And by the way, those tickets are on sale, and they're selling really well. I mean, for the whole week. And go to readingrodeo.com to get your tickets. Don't go anywhere else. You'll get the best prices, readingrodeo.com, and you'll get tickets that are real. So,
yeah. So that's a, we were just talking about how that is kind of an intro to Powwow, and we'd love to, any chance to promote Powwow that we get. But one thing that I'll say really quick about Dove singing America the Beautiful in Paiute, in her Paiute language, is I think it's so cool because it's a great chance for the audience to say, to realize there are people in this town, in this community that speak their native language. You don't hear that often. And, you know, it's a small group of people that know the language, but they're trying to keep it. Pass down the language and not let it, you know, die out or go unknown. And so it's so beautiful to hear it.
Right.
And, you know, I only know a couple of words. And our Head Start program teaches the kids some native words in Pitt River and Wintu. But, you know, you come into Reading and you know, how cool that there are people in this community that speak, native languages and keep those languages alive. So that's awesome. But it's a great segue into Powwow that is happening October, first weekend of October. And you get a awesome preview teaser of the dancers at the Reading Rodeo, and then if you like it, you come down to Powwow first weekend of October at the Reading Rodeo grounds again. You were just at rodeo earlier this year. Come back down to the rodeo grounds later in October and see an even incredible more amount of dancers. Amazing vendors, some of similar vendors at Earth Day Fair, but even more. And Powwow is just such an incredible event. We put so much work into it. We work on it all year long. We're never not planning Powwow. And it's really cool. So we're excited to continue to invite the community.
Yeah, never not planning Powwow. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's segue into, you know, Carlin, I know you want to get in on this one, is that recently, the Rancheria donated an incredible
amount of money.
incredible gift to the veteran service offices in the buildings here to make sure that, you know,
the roof of the Veterans Hall
has
to be redone. And now the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street is used by many different groups for meetings and for events that go on down there. And so you're re-roofing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is just as big as your 100,000 plus that's going for the renovation of the Veterans Service Office when they move across the street there.
Yeah.
It helps. I mean, the Veterans Service Office here in Reading, Troy and Brian and all of them, Amy, all those people down there do such a great job, a fantastic job of supporting veterans.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it's a lot amount of money, so I don't want to say it's easy, but it was an easy decision for us to make. Our tribal council decided to donate to the Veterans Hall and the Veterans Service Office. It was over $500,000 between the two of them. And I think that, you know, supporting the veterans in this community is something that we can all agree on. In a world that's so divided right now, everyone in this community, you know, knows a veteran, has a veteran in their life, has been touched by a veteran in a meaningful way. And so what an easy thing to support is the veterans in our community. And our tribal council is actually going down to the Veterans Service Hall this week. The new office on Shasta Street, right? I think it's on Shasta Street.
Yes,
anyone?
It's on Shasta.
And so because we gave that donation, we're going to get to go and check out the new building. We went to the county supervisors meeting last month, and they thanked us for the donation. And so now we get to go and tour the area. And it was really cool and meaningful for us especially, too, because my great uncle, Leon Benner, is an Army veteran, and he got to receive the thanks from Shasta County supervisors. So he was a part of this decision. And you know, it makes it all even more meaningful that he's able to be a part of that. He's a tribal person. He's a tribal member, and he's a proud veteran. So that really, you know, made it even more impactful for us, too. So
it's just nothing's perfect, but when people reach out to try and help, and as y'all have done for so many years in our community, because it's your community. And this means a lot to the Veterans Service Office, especially helps those veterans that have been injured, either in combat or on active duty. It doesn't, you know, and here's the thing I try to get out to everybody. You don't have to have been in a combat zone and been injured. You could have served when there was no wars going on and you were injured on active duty. And you have earned certain benefits like health care and maybe a disability. And this is what these men and women do over there at the Veterans Service Office. So they do just a great job. And so it's very much appreciated that y'all are putting that kind of donation into helping to make it better. Because
yeah.
Now they can expand. They can bring in a couple more people, which they need. Yeah. So from this veteran, thank you.
Yeah.
And from this wife of a veteran, because we all know that the families of the veterans, you know, we see what happens and feel what happens for those who've served. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys being with us. We've covered a lot. Closing thoughts. Maria, let's start with you.
Closing thoughts. We're getting ready to celebrate Wind River Resort and Casino 32nd year anniversary. Come see us on May 1st at Redding Greeters and May 7th, Anderson Greeters. And this week we get to host the American Indian Chamber of Commerce during our Earth Day. So super excited. We love Wind
River. Is that from people from all over?
All over. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't know that. We could have talked about that earlier. Now we've run out of time.
Yeah, but I think.
We'd love to have, you know.
There's a lot of groups. A lot of times we'll invite you.
I don't know how. I watch you and your social media everywhere. We've got to run, but Amanda, closing thoughts.
Miranda. Yes.
Miranda. Regalia Miranda.
I'll just say, make sure you bring extra cash to the Earth Day Fair this Friday, so I'm super excited.
Okay. Be there.
Thank you so much for being here today, and everybody, have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Red.